Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Chet Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, continuing on in our discussion about Messianic expectations. Shalu Tamidav Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. So the students asked him, Imatai ben David ba? When is Mashiach coming? Amar mitarei shemot avakshum meniot. I would tell you, but I'm afraid that you're going to ask a sign from me to confirm my what I say. Amrulo enam vakshim menachaot. He won't ask. Amar lahem lechshi pol hashara zevi baneh vipol vibaneh vipol vein maspikin menotvach ben David ba. When this gate, and evidently is boy important in the gates of Rome, falls, is rebuilt, falls and is rebuilt, falls again, before they have a chance to rebuild it, ben David ba comes. Amrulo beno ten lanu ot. So then they asked him for a sign. Now v'lokach amartim li shentam vakshim menachaot. You said you wouldn't ask. Amrulo avichein nonetheless. So the banyas, which the headwaters of the Yarden, should turn to blood. It happened. When he was dying, he said to his last will to his students, "Hamikuli aruni, dig my coffin deep. She'ain kol deka v'deka shavel, she'ain susha parsim niksharbo. There, every tree in Bavel has a Parthian horse tied to it." And you have to remember, the rabbis saw the Parthian-Roman wars as being nearly apocalyptic. Every coffin in Eretz Yisrael is going to be used as a trough for the horses, so put mine deep. So Rav had another take that the Roman Empire has to stretch over all of Am Yisrael, which of course means Rome beating Parthia, ruling over all of Israel for 9 months, because in that time, Jews are living essentially directly in Rome, in North Africa, which is under Roman control, in Eretz Israel, and in Parthia. So once Parthia goes, then everything but is under Rome. Shemar lachen ye yitneim ad eight yoleda. Al-Bnei Yisrael. They'll return to Bnei Yisrael after a gestation period, 8 Yoledat. Ula says, I want him to come, I don't want to see it. Meaning, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes is too bad, too scary. I want him to come, but I don't want to be here for it. We said the same thing. Yosef said, let him come. And of course he can't say, I don't want to see it, because he was blind, but he said, I want him to come, and I will merit to sit in the shadow of his donkey saddle. Now, Baya L'Rabba, my Tama, why don't you want him to see it? Either Mishum Chevlo Shemashiach, it's because of the birth pangs. Hatanya Shalut Hamidav Rabbalazar, Maya Sadamin Atzame Chevlo Shemashiach, how can you be spared from that? Yasok Patorah Gmilut Chasadim, Umar HaTorah Gmilut Chasadim, you, Rabba, both have Torah and Gmilut Chasadim, you should be spared from that. Amar Le Shemini Gromachet. So Rabbi said, yes, but perhaps in the meantime I'll sin and I'll lose that merit and I won't have that protection. Kid Rabbi Yaakov Aridim, Rabbi Yaakov Aridim, Rami, famous contradiction. God promised Yaakov he would be with him and protect him all the way to his return. Well, that was when he was leaving the land. Uchtiv, on the way back, when Yaakov was meeting Esav, he was very afraid. Because he was afraid that in the meantime he had sinned and lost that promise. Kiditanya, which is based on an earlier braita, on the pasuk in Shirat Hayam, Ad Yavorm Cha Adonai, Ad Yavorm Sukanita, refers to two passings. Ad Yavorm Cha Adonai, Zubi Arishona. That's when they came to Eretz Yisrael the first time. Yavorm Sukanita, Zubi Arishona, that's when they came under Koresh. They should have had a miracle happen to them in the time of Koresh, meaning they should have come as an independent army, as Rashi says in Brachot, walking proudly. But in the meantime, they had sinned. But the sin was that they didn't want to come in big numbers. So instead, they came under foreign rule. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing as many of the other Amorim. Let him come. I don't want to see it. So his brother-in-law said to him, what's the reason? The famous pasuk in Amos. That Yom Hashem is going to be like a man who runs away from a lion and he bumps into a bear and he somehow gets saved from the bear, comes into the house, leans on the door, and then he gets bitten by a snake. Things like that happen in this world. This is in Tveria. You go out to the field of Pagabo Santar. A Roman centurion meets him and harasses him. To make a mishpah gabor atri, that's like being attacked by a lion. Nichras la'ir, he comes into the city, pagabo gabai, the Roman tax collector meets him. To make a mishpah gabor dov, that's like a bear attacking him. Nichras la'beito, he comes in his house, matzav banav uvnotam utalin barav, he sees his children starving. To make a mishpah nishachon achash, it's like being bitten by a snake. In other words, we live like that already. What are you so afraid of? Shum dichtiv. Because of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Sha'alu na uru im yelad zachar, madua ra'iti kol gever yadava chalatzav kir leda, kol kopadin le'irakon. I see that every man is standing there with his hands on his hips like a woman giving birth, and all faces are pained and turned to yirakon. Ma ra'iti kol gever, what does that mean? Amarav bar Yitzhak amarav, misha kol gvura shalo. I saw whoever has great might. Kol kopadin le'irakon, it means even the mighty ones are all scared. That's what Yimot HaMashiach is going to be like. What is V'nefchu kol panim le'irakon? Am Rabbi Yochanan pamalia shamala pamalia shamata. That the heavenly retinue and the earthly leaders are all going to turn into shock. Shashma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halalu maseh adai, halalu maseh adai. Hecha ben elu min elu, because what's going to happen? There's going to be an apocalyptic war, and God's going to say, they're all my creatures. How can I destroy these in front of those? So everybody's going to be scared. Hanudami inshi right, v'nafal Torah va'azel v'shari le'susi v'urei. So it happens like the ox goes running and he falls. In the meantime, a horse takes his place in the stall and he can't dislodge him. It's going to happen that Am Yisrael is going to enjoy Yimot HaMashiach. So Rabbi Yosef Shita, that's a no-brainer. Who do you think is going to eat it? Some Manny and Mo? Of course Am Yisrael are. So Afukin Rabbi Hillel, he was there to oppose Rabbi Hillel's position, Dalmar, we'll see this a little later on. Ain Mashiach li Yisrael shekvar chalu mechizkiyah. Rabbi Hillel of the famous position, so Mashiach's not going to come anymore. We already enjoyed his plenty during the days of Chizkiyahu. So Marav lo ibri alma el David. The world is created for David. Shmuel amar lo Moshe, Yochanan amar lo Mashiach. So I have three different opinions. Which great personality was the world created for? Bishut, the schut of which one of these? And that leaves us to the following thing. Mashmo. So what's Mashiach's name? It's interesting thing. Devei Rabbi Shilo Amri, Shilo Shmo. And they get the Pasuk, Shenemar Ad Kiavo Shilo. Which either means until the birth one comes, like Shiliah, or until, like Avishur claims, Ad Kiavo Shilo, until they bring a gift to the king. In any case, he reads it as a name, Shilo. Rabbi Yanai Amri, Yinon Shmo. In Rabbi Yanai's base matters, they said it was Yinon. Shenemar Yishmo Le'olam Lifnei Shemesh. Yinon Shmo. Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shmo. And Rabbi Chanina's base parents, they said Chanina's his name. Shinamar Asher Lo Etein Lachem Chanina. Chanina means amnesty or grace. I will not give you Chanina as if the name of the Mashiach. Shomim Menachem El Chizkiyah Shmo. Shinamar Ki Rachak Emeni Menachem Yeshiv Nafshi. Or it could be that Menachem is the name, as mentioned in Eicha, the Menachem who comforts me is gone. Rabbanan Amri Chivra Devei Rabbi Shmo. The white one of Bei Rebbe, Shenemar, Achen Chol Yenu Hu Nasa, Machovenu Svalam, Anachu Chashavnu, Anagua Muke Elohim Mu'une. So we thought of him as sickly and as afflicted, and this is from the famous Isaiah 53, of course, which was the source of much, much disputation in the Middle Ages. Amrav Nachman, Imin Chayahu, if Mashiach is one of somebody that we know and now to be alive. I'm going, Anna, I'm an example somebody might be. Shinemar, Vaya, Diro Menu, Mishalo, Moshlo, Mikibro Yetse. It's going to be a leader. And Ronachman was the son-in-law of the Rish Galuta, the head Dayan. Amarav Imin Chayahu, Rav said, if you want to see somebody who's alive, who could be Mashiach, I'm going to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi. Imin Metayo, if you want to find somebody from the dead, meaning somebody in past generations, and see that as a model for what Mashiach could be, Daniel Ish Chamudot. Daniel would be a model. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamid Lahem David Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring another person by the name of David. Shemar V'Avdu Et Adonai Lahem V'David Malkam Asher Akim Lahem. And they will serve Hashem and David their king that I will raise for them. Hekim Lo Nemar, not did raise. Halakim Lahem, I'll bring up somebody else named David. HaPapa Labai V'Akti V'David Avdi Nasi Lahem Le'olam. And Yechezkel says, David is their leader forever. The own is Kesimon Kesar or Palge Kesar. Yeah, David means like a title name. In other words, like Caesar. Rabbi Simloi. Darsh Rabbi Simloi. My dichtiv hoy hamit avim et yom adonai lamazel chom yom adonai hu choshev lo or You people are waiting for Yom Hashem. You don't want Yom Hashem. It's darkness and not light. So what's that? Mashalatani golba talev shayu metzapin laor. It's like a rooster and a bat that are waiting for morning. So the rooster said to the bat, Ani metzapel laor rasha rashalihi. I'm waiting for light because that's my area, my territory. What are you waiting for light? That's why the Christian said, Rabbi Avahu, matay ati Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming? When darkness covers all of you guys. You're cursing me? It's a pasuk. The world will be covered by darkness. But God's light will shine on you, Am Yisrael. In other words, in the same way, the bat is nighttime is nighttime. And this is going to be darkness for him. So the same way when Mashiach comes, the idea is it's choshech for the rest of the world and or for us. Tanur, Eliezer Omer, Yimot HaMashiach Arba'im Shana. How long will the Messianic era itself be? 40 years. And by the way, the common theme through all of this is, based on a pasuk we'll see in a few minutes, that the Messianic era will correspond to the time of difficulty. Shinemar Arba'im Shana Akut Pador. I challenged a generation for 40 years in the desert. Zonazariomer Shivim Shana. How do I know? Shinemar Vayabayom Ahuv Nishkach Tzor Shivim Shana Kimelech Achad. Tzor will be forgotten for 70 years as in the rule of one king. Ezu Melech Yuchad. Who is the one king? As a Mashiach. And it's 70 years. Rebbe Omer Shlosha Dorot. There'll be three generations of Messianic era. Shinemar Yerocha and Shemesh. One. V'lifnei Areach Dor Dorim. Two more generations. Rebbe Hillel Omer. Here's Rebbe Hillel's opinion in its original context. Ein la Mashiach Yisrael. Not going to happen. Shekvar Chalu Mimech Hizkiah. Because it already happened during Chizkiah's time, they already enjoyed it. Rabbi Yosef Sharalei Mari Rabbi Hillel. So Rabbi Yosef said, God, please forgive Rabbi Hillel. This, of course, not Hillel HaZaken, it's the Hillel HaSheni. Chizkiah Ematave, what's his proof? Chizkiah was Bayit Rishon, during Bayit Rishon times. There's Zechariah coming on Bayit Sheni. Zechariah is in Bayit Sheni, and he's giving prophecy of Amar. The famous prophecy of the poor man on the donkey is in Zechariah by Cheney. How can he be giving prophecy if Mashiach's already come? Tanya Yidach, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yimot Mashiach, Arba'im Shana, Tivhacha, V'yanacha, V'yoyvecha, V'yachilcha, Taman. That God afflicted you and made you suffer and gave you the man. Tivhatam, Samchenu, Yokimot, Tinitan, Ushnot, Va'inu, Ra'a. And then in Tilim Tzadi, relate us like the days of our pain. So if that were 40 years, that'd be 40 years. Dosim Arba Meot Shana, it should be 400 years of Mashiach. Tivhacha v'avadum v'inu otam Arba Meot Shana will be afflicted. Again, the word inu, just like in Parshat Ekev about the man, here it's v'inu otam Arba Meot Shana, the prophecy given to Avraham Avinu. Tivhatam samchinu kimot initanu, relate us like the days of our affliction. Rabbi Yomer Shlosh Meot V'Shishima Chamei Shana, 365 years, Kimiyanim Odechama, as in a solar year times a year. Shenemar Ki Yom Nakam Belivi Ushnat Gu'ulai Ba'a, the year of redemption. My Yom Nakam Belivi, what's the day of vengeance? I'm Yochanan, Lilibi Giliti Lavrai Lo Giliti. I only told myself when it is, God says, I didn't tell anybody else. Shemen Lakish Amar, Bi Galita Malchei Asherit Lo Giliti, I didn't even tell the Malachim. It's going to be 7,000 years. God will relate with you like a bride with a groom, which is seven thousand years. No, he says it'll be as long as been from creation till now, about 4,000 years, another 4,000, that long. From the time of Noach till now, that in the prophecies of consolation, he says, I've taken an oath about the May Noach. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Amar Miyochanan. This is the end of the passage about Intchiat Minat Torah, which is where we started many, many daf ago. Kol Anavim Kulam Lo Nabu Elim Ot Hashiach. All the great prophecies that we see about the world being so beautiful or so difficult or challenging is only Ot Hashiach. Aval le'olam haba, which in their read means the world after Mashiach comes, tchiyat ha'metim, etc., the new world, ayin l'rata Elohim zulatecha, only God has seen it. Elohim yasalam ha'kelo. He does it for those who wait for him, but nobody's seen it. Well, Pliga to Shmuel, this entire position is at odds with Shmuel. The Shmuel famously, the only difference between this world and Yimot HaMashiach is political freedom for the Jewish people, which means that you can't say all the wondrous prophecies are about Yimot HaMashiach, they must be about Olam Haba. All the great prophecies of reward were only for Baalei Tshuva. About tzaddikim warim, but tzaddikim who never sinned, ayin lo ratah lemizulatacha. Nobody has seen that reward. Upligir Rabbi Avahu, that's at odds with Rabbi Avahu. Makom shalai tshuva omdin sham, tzaddikim enyon omdin sham. That tzaddikim cannot stand where real Baalei Tshuva are. They're even greater. Shnamar shalom shalom larachok v'lakarov. Peace to the far one and to the near one. Meaning bereishu de rachok, first peace to the one who was far, meaning Baalei Tshuva. V'harakarov, then peace to the one who was close. So my rachok, what does rachok mean? Rachok to me karov, my karov to me karov to hashta. Karov is the one who's always been close. V'yochramar, he interprets the same pasuk, but differently. Rachok means sharachok mi'aveira. Karov shu karov mi'aveira v'intrachek mi'mena. What's rachok, who's first? The one who was always distant from an aveira. Karov is somebody who was close to an aveira and then made himself distant from the Baal Tshuva. All the great rewards prophesied were about someone who marries his daughter at Talmud Chacham, Saprak Mati at Talmud Chacham, or who does business with the Talmud Chacham, to help him out, Mahanachat at Talmud Chacham, Nachasav, lets him benefit from his property. Aval Talmud Chacham Atzman, but the Talmud Chacham himself, Ayin Lo Ratah Limzulatacha. Now, by the way, my Ayin Lo Ratah, what is it nobody's ever seen? Shuman Levi Zay Yanim Shumar Banavah Mishesh Nimei Breshit. That's wine that's been kept in its grape since Shesh Nimei Breshit. Yayin Breshit. Shlakish Amar Zay Eden. The ayin that nobody has seen Eden. Lo ratayim me'olam. Ibn Tamar Adam echandar. So you say, where was Adam? Adam was Bagan, in the garden. Tamar's Gan, who Eden. You think the garden is Eden? Eden? Tamar lo mar v'nar yotzei me'eden lashkot et Gan. The river comes out of Eden to irrigate the Gan. So you say the Gan and Eden are not alike. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with a relatively shorter piece. We're going to take a look at the next clause in the Mishnah, which is HaOmer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.